The outing. I close my eyes. Life is young and wild. The sand peppers my feet, and the night wind dampens my face. I sway to my body's rhythm. Left, right, arms raised, I leap toward the sky in this night of possibilities. The others talk mostly to themselves, recalling the past, romances, going off to a war that was proud if unwanted. I hold my secret. I don't want to see them flying up here. I see enough of them every day, those who lean on their walkers or who are pushed by chatty volunteers. Stay away, I warn silently, and drift through the night stars and hazy clouds. The dying embers of the bonfire join me in my dance. Soon enough it's over. We're back in the bus, heading to the warehouse called home. Seely licks sticky marshmallow off crooked fingers, smacks her lips on the last of the chocolate. Ben is already snoring and farting, and I can't seem to make myself light enough to get off the ground.